There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If it's your first time listening, thank you so much. Once the Super Bowl's over, you should continue to listen.
It's that's when the show gets good.
Yes.
Yeah.
The off season. Yeah, that's when we let it all hang out.
All of it?
Well, depends on the day.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Jason Kelce was on the WIP Morning Show today. He really does. He really does hammer the Ike drops.
Well, they're just the best drops, man. Like, what do you want me to do? There's just so many winners in here.
Yeah.
Don't start.
Do you want me to start firing
no,
them
no,
off?
No. Jason Kelce is on with the WIP Morning Show every week.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Is there one more you want to do before I continue?
Nah, I'm all right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. You sure?
It's coming, believe me. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
All right, there we go. Okay. Jason Kelce's on the WIP Morning Show every week, and he was on today. And Taylor Swift, Pennsylvania girl from Reading.
Yep. Ross Tucker's hometown.
Grew up an Eagles fan. Also, well, Richie's close to there. Richie is...
Well, he's Mechanicsburg. That's Mechanicsburg. Like by Harrisburg,
yeah.
So it's south.
Yeah, yeah. South. Yeah.
Well, he's fraudulent.
Fraudulent what?
He doesn't get to claim Taylor.
He can claim Pennsylvania. Still in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what is he, a fraud?
Yeah. By the way, Richie, I think I've mentioned before, Richie's high school football the highlights are outrageous. He looks like a grown-up playing with children.
Yeah.
He looks like a giant.
Well, and if I remember the story correctly, I think Carl Ravage did his high school state championship.
Wow.
Oh, called it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is crazy.
That? Yeah.
So now he's Carl Ravage.
Yeah. So, Kelce, that's what we're on. Yeah. So Taylor Swift, you grew up an Eagles fan, now is dating Travis Kelce, and Jason was on the show this morning to let everyone know who he thinks Taylor is cheering for.
We have seen for the last 2 years now, many times, Kansas City scores a touchdown, particularly if it's your brother.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift in the booth, she's going crazy, the hugs are going all over the place, goes viral. $100 to you.
$100, okay.
Saquon Barkley scores a touchdown.
Yes.
You hug Taylor Swift and say, "Go Birds!"
Yeah.
$100.
$100.
I'm sure that's very tempting.
Oh, yeah, right? Sure. I'm sure that's tempting.
I'm just saying it. Let her know the hammer says, "Go Birds." By the way, the whole city of Philadelphia says, "Go Birds." And also sure. Says she grew up an Eagles fan. What the hell?
Yeah, she grew up
what
in the area.
Nonsense?
She knows what everybody's cheering for this weekend. She's obviously on the other side of it. But.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you were... It's fine to me that she's cheering for the Chiefs.
Yes.
I guess if you were in that situation, would you feel any conflict at all, or would you just switch?
Me, knowing me, yeah, I would have a conflict.
You would.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing: everybody isn't a diehard fan.
Right. She could be a casual fan.
Yes. She's not, maybe not even a, I guarantee you she's a bigger football fan now than she was prior to Travis Kelce.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Right? So she rooted for the Eagles or claimed to be an Eagles fan because this is the team that's in her area.
Yep.
And her dad is an Eagles fan, right?
I think
her dad is an Eagles fan.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's probably an Eagles fan by
association.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes. So now she's in love.
Yes, with a guy on the Chiefs.
Yes, with a guy on the Chiefs.
And I think also, I don't think it would matter, but it's not like the Chiefs are a rival of the Eagles
right.
or something. You know,
although, don't we have a Chiefs bar here?
We do. Charlie's in South Philly. We did a Wright's Ricky event there years ago at
My
Big
goodness,
Charlie's.
You are all over the place.
Yes. I love Big Charlie's. Shout out Big Charlie's, even though they're Chiefs fans. Yeah, in South, I'm trying to remember where it is, because I lived at 11th and Rittner, and it was, I think it was 3 or 4 blocks away. But yeah, we have a Chiefs bar
here. Yeah, I don't have an issue with it.
No, and now, because I'm trying to, Jack, would you, now you're a diehard, but let's say you were somehow in that situation, would you?
I think I'd still be Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Maybe to be both?
Well, I feel like, again, with Jason, I think Jason's interesting because he obviously has his brother.
But he's an Eagle.
As an only child. Don't get it. Very weird, the concept of siblings.
Right.
But I think it'd be very hard for him to not be happy when the Eagles are doing well. And like I think he'd be happier for the Eagles doing well than the Chiefs winning. I think he'd be happy for his brother.
Yes.
But, you know, I think he's more invested in the Eagles.
Yeah. Now, when I, in my three...
He's more invested in the Eagles than his brother's happiness.
His brother's happy.
You really believe that?
I do think he's going to be more cheering for the Eagles. I think he'd be happier when the Eagles score on Sunday than, let's say, a non-Travis Kelce Chiefs scores on Sunday.
Well, you can have conflict with your brother in that way.
I get that. But we're talking about ultimately winning the game. You're saying he would be happier if the Eagles win than if his brother wins. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not. And he's going to say the right things.
Of course he is.
I got 4 brothers. So I get the idea of he's been Travis's brother his entire life.
Yeah.
I understand he's played for the Eagles and he bleeds green. I get all of that. I think he's had to tell himself he can't root for either one of them because he knows ultimately he's going to be happy with the results.
Right.
Sure.
It's what the truth is that the answer that we're looking for is just in his heart and we'll never hear it.
Yes. Not.
Yeah.
But that's his brother.
It is. So here's my only counter.
Yes.
I think it was his first ring. I think he'd be very Travis.
Or even more conflicted. Yes. Because then he really would be lying.
I think he'd be very, very happy for this one's like, well, come on, you're 4th.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't think he would be heartbroken if Travis doesn't win.
I don't think,
and because the Eagles have won a Super Bowl, I don't think he was a part of that. You know, part of him still gets to say he's the only team that won the Super Bowl.
And now we got the 72 Dolphins problem.
Listen, let me tell you, as someone who was barely on that hierarchy thing, right? The totem pole.
Yep.
Been completely kicked off of it almost.
Your photo's still at the link.
Still at the link. That's right. With the other greats. I'm just saying, our 04 team and our run gets pushed further and further down the list.
Yes, every time
they win. The more the other teams win.
Yes, I agree with that.
You become less special.
Yes.
So they were the first. They'll always be the first. But if there's another one, then you're not as... You're almost... As fans, we're going to fall in love with the newest, with the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? So,
well, because we're
ready to put Saquon on the Mount Rushmore Eagles players.
Well, and the city, by the way. Like,
exactly.
We jumped to the
That's
entire...
how fast you'll get kicked to the curb around here, man.
Well, the good news for you, is that I probably got, what, like 25, 30 years left here on WIP? I'm going to remind everyone the 04 team
was the best one.
Still the best one.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, listen, we still got those diehards out there that love the 04 team. I'm just saying we're 20 years removed from that era.
Mm-hmm.
And so these newer teams become more of the generation's favorite players.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I understand it. I just happen to be on the radio every day, so I'm good.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. No. But also, how would Jason feel if Travis has like 3 more Super Bowl rings in him?
Well, here's the thing. Once you get one, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
They play two different positions. They're both going to the Hall of Fame, and they both have won it. You see what I'm saying? Like, this really is just icing on the cake for Travis.
Yes.
This isn't anything that I don't think of. He's already the best tight end ever.
Dude's got a lot of cake and a lot of icing at this point. Dating Taylor Swift.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Yeah. Three Super Bowls. You know, like, enough.
Yeah.
For Hall of Fame. Yes. Chill out.
Yes.
Yeah, let the other people have
it. Yes. So I think Jason is in that position where he's like, you know what? It's a win-win for me.
Well, the funny part was, I guess,
Kylie? That's
Kylie's
different.
Although.
That's different.
Although.
Yes.
Kylie said on her podcast that all of his daughters are wearing Win It For Trav shirts.
She's not.
But I don't think she's.
Oh, you mean all of his nieces?
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Oh.
Ooh, boy.
Really?
I don't know. Did you get that correct?
Let me get the exact thing.
Yes, exactly. Because you start just throwing stuff out there.
This is something he saw on Twitter. Yes. There's no way he listened to the podcast.
It said, Go Uncle Trav. That's what the shirts say. Go Uncle Trav. The Kelsey girls will be wearing it.
Oh. I don't know about that. Well, how are we raising them? Are we? And it's not on me to tell anybody how to raise their kids, but
just dogs.
Yes, I will tell you that. But if you're going to raise them as Chiefs fans, they're going to be Chiefs fans.
Well, maybe they're
getting raised as Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're wearing Travis Kelce T-shirts against the Eagles.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
they're probably conflicted.
Yes,
Kylie will not be conflicted.
No, she will not be conflicted. Long as Jason doesn't have on Chiefs gear.
Yes.
I said last night.
And we don't need an Ike when Lindora hits the home run fist pump out of him when the Chiefs score either.
That's 100% truthful.
Yes.
My suggestion was, if you want to represent a little bit of red, you could just wear a Phil's hat. You know what I mean? No?
What they should have asked him is, where will they be watching the game?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I would love to know. Yeah. He's going to be in the Kelce suite.
I think he's going to be in that suite.
He's going to be in that suite.
And which means he's going
to
be on camera.
He has to be in there with the Eagles gear on, though.
I hope so. Well, we'll see. He's going to be, for as interested as I am in the game, I'm also interested in how Jason handles this.
To be honest with you, I'd rather see him in Chiefs gear than 50-50 gear. Pick a side. Have a take.
No, there's no way you want to see him in Chiefs gear.
I don't want to see him in one of those corny...
The half-and-half
jerseys. Jerseys.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
There's no way I want to see him in Chiefs gear.
Zero.
You'd rather see him in a 50-50 jersey?
Sure. Actually, yeah. That's a Mount Rushmore Eagle. Yeah. In the Eagles, in the Super Bowl, if he's in Chiefs gear, off the Mount Rushmore. you're basically Rasheed Wallace at this point.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, somebody asked Sheed who he's rooting for in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he said no problem.
He's a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, he will not have a problem doing that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls after Ike tells you about this.
All right, the birds know what championship performance looks like, right? Well, so does Elite Acura. Experience the all-new Acura ADX, where championship-caliber luxury meets cutting-edge innovation. Just like our birds soaring to the big game, the ADX elevates everything about the driving experience. With all-new drive, advanced safety technology, and an innovative digital cockpit, the ADX delivers the future of premium performance today. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. Boy, this has a lot of words in it. And while you're celebrating on the road to New Orleans, drive home in the stunning all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. that you can lease now for just $299 per month with $29.99 down. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or check them out at EliteAcura.com. And remember, no one can compete with Elite.
All right, Leo in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Straight jacket on or off for Jalen in the Super Bowl, Leo?
Well, hello, my afternoon brothers. Straight jacket on. You got to stay with the girl that you came with, unless you throw the camera and you decide to go with your cousin. That's besides the point. Yeah, I want to see him just stay like he's been doing. That's how we've been winning. Run the ball, you have to take the shots when you can, take what the defense gives you. That's the only way we can beat these guys. If he shows up like he did in 22 and starts slinging it, we're doing good. I'll be just as happy with that. As long as we beat the Chiefs, I don't care that it's Andy Reid. I don't care anything about his history with us. He's a great coach. I like him. Someone's got to knock these guys off their pedestal. They got to knock them down a notch. It's our turn this year.
All right, Leo. I'm going to ask you this, though. I understand and agree whatever it takes to win. I get it. Understood. What do you think it's going to take to win? Do you think it's going to take him throwing the ball more like he did on Sunday, or do you take it that it could be more like the first two games of the playoffs where he throws it 18 or 20 times? Forget it. I agree. If you were to tell me I could be assured of a Super Bowl playing any way, I would take that way. But my question is, what do you think it's going to take?
It's going to take him to throw the ball, I guess, more, but I don't want to send him to where he throws the interception. I'm terrified of it. You know what I mean? I'm
terrified
of losing the turnover. You know what I mean? It drives me crazy. But, we got to do what it takes. It means running the ball down the pole for a while, and if it's not working, then start slinging it, that's fine. But we got to stick to what brought us there.
Okay. Leo, right. Leo, give us a famous duo.
I got Murtaugh and Riggs.
Can you say again?
Murtaugh and Riggs from Lethal Weapon.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Hey, I got one question for you guys real quick.
Yes.
All right, did you smoke that cigar yet, or are you saving it for the Super Bowl?
You know what, Leo? Yes, I am saving it. I have not smoked it yet. Too cold outside. Have not been able to get to a cigar spot. But yes, as a matter of fact, might be taking it to New Orleans with me.
Oh,
yeah. I was hoping you'd say that.
Yep.
And, Spike, you still got some oatmeal left?
I do. I actually, so I have half of it here and half of it at home.
He does.
I have it in my locker just in case I need an oatmeal as here, but I also have it at home as well. So thank you.
I eat two packs every morning for God knows how many years. I love it.
There you go. Oatmeal's the best. All right, Leo.
Have a great day. Punching out.
All right. See you, brother.
So Gilio texted me this.
Okay.
Off of the conversation. What's Jason's reaction if Travis has like a big fumble under 2 minutes and like guarantees the Eagles win?
Oh, he's sad.
Yeah, he's dead.
I think his initial is, oh no. He doesn't want to see Travis blow it.
Nope. I agree.
Nope, I agree. He's
no, it's Kylie's reaction.
Kylie celebrates.
Listen, we're at the end. We're here.
Is there going to be a live cam on the... I kind of want a Kelce cam.
But at the rate this is going, yes, there will be a live cam in there pointing at them. Especially if he's going to be in the same suite with them.
Yeah.
Well, you already know it's probably an over and under on how many shots of Taylor Swift they show.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yes,
there's
absolutely.
There's an over under to that.
Yeah.
There'll be bets on that.
Yeah.
I forget what it was last year. I think it was like 8.5.
My gut was going to say 6. Yeah. I would say it's 6.5.
I need Jason and Kylie to get to Mr. Lurie's suite.
Yes.
Just go over there and watch the game with Bradley Cooper and the rest
half
of the guys.
Halftime, go say hi to the Kelces.
Yeah.
Just watch with Mr. Lurie.
Yeah,
he paid you a lot of money, man. He paid you a lot of money.
What are you, sit on that side and root? Yeah, what are you doing?
I didn't think I'd be as interested in this as I now am.
Yes.
Like it might be overtaking the game.
Who the Kelces are cheering for?
Yeah.
John and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
So Blow the Whistle is absolutely way better than Dancing on My Own, number one. Number
Boom.
One.
Sure,
well, it's a better probably song, but it doesn't mean as much. Come on.
Well, let's go with the better song.
So okay, anyways, thank you.
I'm sure there's some wonderful sites out there that will have some wagers on what Mr. Kelce is going to be wearing in that box.
Yeah, so sure. Yeah.
That would be an interesting line. I know my brother's got a really good prop bet for Cooper DeJean to make the MVP But it's a, like a $5 to $11,000 payout. It's really cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that?
Say, yeah, what is the odds
plus on that? Plus 10,000, plus 15,000, yeah. Well, that's what Super Bowl is fun for that, you know.
Never know, you never know.
Well, Larry Brown was an MVP for the Dallas Cowboys in one of the Super Bowls. So
No, he was a Sixers coach.
Different Larry Brown.
I keep the straight jacket on him. You got to go with what we've been doing all year. I think keep Mahomes off the field. You have the defense play. You win the turnover ratio, and you just run the ball. Run it. Let Saquon go.
Run the damn ball, man.
Yeah, I'm.
I hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah, I'm.
Well, he's banned from the show for a while.
I am. Who? Chuck?
Yeah.
He wasn't. Oh, he was. Yeah. I didn't do it. I just to be clear, I did not ban Chuck. I'm not so sure. I see where I come to on John. I think we're going to have to throw the ball. I think we're going to have to. And I would rather do it on my terms than have them shut down Saquon for a quarter and a half, end up down 10-0, and then be forced into throwing the ball. So I'd rather do it on my terms than their terms. But I hear what you're saying. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not super confident in it either, in the let's go throw the ball some more. But I think we're going to need to do it. Like I think there's a very low possibility that we walk out of there with one of the 140-yard Jalen games and we win the football game. But, maybe we can.
Be less than 200, though.
Could be.
Yeah, you can do 180.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
To your point, Blake, though, the best thing that I saw Jalen do last week was he threw the ball away four times.
Yes, quickly.
He never did that all year. We were screaming in our seats all year, throw the ball away. And he did it four times last week, so that was awesome.
Yeah, well, not taking sacks. I mean, he did a lot of really good things in that game. Yeah. First, didn't take sacks. Second of all, it took shots. There was only one that I counted that where AJ had one-on-one, he didn't take the shot. It was the one where he took the sack right after and it put him out of field goal range. But he took shots to AJ and Devontae when they had, you know, man coverage, even though they were sort of covered.
Yep.
He didn't take sacks. And those are as important as anything else. John, give us a famous duo.
So Jack probably won't like this, but to satisfy the seasoned minds of this show, another anniversary 40 years ago, was the duo of, if I sing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Shamil, Shamazel, Hasan Incorporated.
We're going to do it.
There we go. Good, good, go now. Laverne and Shirley.
Thank you, John. Laverne and Shirley.
That's an awesome duo right there. That's right up our alley.
Now, Laverne Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days.
Yes.
Happy Days wasn't a spinoff of Laverne and Shirley, right?
Yeah, right, first.
Because Lenny and Squiggy were in Laverne and Shirley.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question based on that question we were just talking about, Jalen in the Super Bowl. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have the majority of the season, or do they have to take risks? 60.8% say play like you have. It's been going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And 39.2% say take some risks. Jack, you've never even seen Happy Days, have you?
No.
You know the Fonz, though, right?
I know the Fonz, yeah.
And you know that's where Jump the Shark came from.
Did not know that. So Happy Days.
Yes.
And Cheers are different, right? Obviously.
Yes.
Cheers, the one in the bar.
Correct.
In Boston, right?
Yep. Happy Days was it Arnold's?
Yep, in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The one show I try to go back and watch, because a lot of people can compare me to this guy, was Married with Children.
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You've got some Al Bundy to you.
Dude, first team all Jessmon 2012.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's you right there.
Come on, man.
The Jump the Shark thing was when an episode where Fonz was on a wave runner or whatever and literally jumped a shark. And people say that that's where the show went too far. So that's where the phrase Jump the Shark comes
from. That's when it was time to get rid of Happy Days.
Yes.
In other words.
Yeah, that was the end.
The show had jumped the shark.
That was the end. Yep. So. Every day at 5, we do a wonderful, interesting, entertaining segment called the Top 5 at 5 that Jack leads. What do we have coming up today, Jack?
The top 5 things the morning show has to stop doing.
Oh, boy. You are just dead. You know, Seltzer's listening today. I've gotten a couple of texts from Seltzer. Does that back you off of your top five at all?
Not at all.
Nope. Okay.
Actually, right. Might encourage it.
Okay. Yep. All right. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon
Show. Thanks.
Yep. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at H&K Group Incorporated. H&K is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. H&K offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. H&K Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.